Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the seventh parak of Maseches Yoma, and we are learning Mishnayos, Aleph, and Beis. So this parak is going to be the last of the prakim that describes the Avodah, the Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, because the last parak of the Masechta just goes through the halachos of Yom Kippur itself, of fasting and on the Chamesh Inuyim and all that stuff. So the first Mishnah tells us that after the Seir La'Azazel got to the Midbar, the Kohen Gadol would read from certain parshios of the Torah. Bolo Kohen Gadol Likros, Kohen Gadol would go from the Azazel to the Ezras Nashim to read from the Torah. Imrata Likros Bigdei Butz Kore. If he wanted to read while still wearing his Bigdei Lavan from doing the Avodin Yom Kippur, he could do that while he's dressed in the Bigdei Lavan. Vimlo Kore Bitzlus Lavan Mishalo. And if not, then he could read wearing his own white robe. It doesn't have to be the Bigdei Kuhuna, because the reading of the Torah is not considered an Avoda, so he could wear his own personal clothing. Really, could be any clothing, but the Mishnah says he wore a white robe because that was how you would dress up nicely. So Chazan HaKnesses notel Sefer Torah and also the Rosh HaKnesses. The Chazan HaKnesses would take the Sefer Torah and give it to the Rosh HaKnesses. Rosh HaKnesses notel the Sagan, and the Rosh HaKnesses would then give it to the Sagan. Vasagan notel the Kohen Gadol, and the Sagan would give it to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol omid and makabel v'korei omid, and the Kohen Gadol would stand up and receive the Torah, and he would read it standing up. This the Gemara says. Maybe you could see from here that you're mechal can kavod the Talmud b'makom harav, that you give kavod to the Talmud in front of the Rav, because the Kohen Gadol is the Rav, and look, they're giving kavod to the Sagan by giving it to him first. They're giving kavod to the Chazan, to the Rosh HaKnesses, by giving it to him first. But that's what the Gemara says. Nah, you don't really see that from here. What we're trying to do is just show the great kavod of the Kohen Gadol, and the way to show the great kavod of the Kohen Gadol is by demonstrating how many steps there are before you even get to the Kohen Gadol. So it's not a way of honoring the Chazan HaKnesses, the Rosh HaKnesses, and the Sagan. All of them are being used as a way of honoring the Kohen Gadol, similar to the what we would do a similar procedure when it came to the Melech at Hakel. Anyway, V'korei Achremos, he would read from Parshas Achremos, V'ach Ba'asar, and also he would read Ach Ba'asar, which tells us the basic halachos of Yom Kippur. So Achremos tells us about the Avod of Yom Kippur. Ach Ba'asar is the basic halachos of Yom Kippur. V'gol Sefer Torah U'manicha B'cheko. And then he'd roll up the Sefer Torah and he would hold it against his chest, V'omer, and he would declare, Yo, more than I've read to you over here is actually written over here. Uba sarshab chumashab ikudim. He would then read the section from Sefer Bamidbar. He would read that by heart, because that describes the kabanos that they had to bring on Yom Kippur. They couldn't roll it because that would be a tircha de tzibura to roll it all the way to Bamidbar. So once he finished reading from the Torah, he then said brachos, mavarich al hashemana brachos, and he said eight brachos, and the brachos were ala Torah, for the Torah, v'ala avoda, for the avodah, v'yala hoda'a, and for giving thanks, for meaning that's the same thing we say in Shemoneh Esrei, of modim, v'yal mechilas avon, and the bracha for mechilas avon, which we also say in Shemoneh Esrei, the bracha of slach lanu, v'yal hamikdash b'fnei atzmo. Then he said a bracha for the mikdash on its own, which was he davened that the shechina should always stay in the mikdash, and it would conclude with shochin b'tzion, v'yal yisrael b'fnei atzmon, and a separate bracha for the Jewish people, for Klal Yisrael. And the one girsa is Vayushalayim b'fnei atzma. It doesn't appear in most versions of the Mishnah. It's clear from the Mishnah itself that there isn't such a bracha, because we said there are only eight brachos. So if we had a Vayushalayim b'fnei atzma, then it would be a ninth bracha. Valakohanim b'fnei atzma, and a bracha for the Kohanim on their own. You know, Asher bracha b'zaru shalaron via shar. Hatfilah, and for the rest of the tefillah, that was stam a bakasha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that everyone should be saved from their troubles, and I concluded with the words Shamei Hatfilah. Mishnah Beis, Harok Kohen Gadol Kusher Korei Enora Parvasar Nesrafim. If you saw the Kohen Gadol when he was laning from the Torah, that means you didn't see the bull and the Sa'ir when they were being burnt, because it was happening simultaneously in different places. Harok Parvasar Nesrafim Enora Kohen Gadol Kusher Korei. If you were witnessing the Par and the Sa'ir being burnt, then you didn't see the Kohen Gadol when he was laning. V'lomim b'nei she'no rashi. Not because you're not allowed to see both things. It's not like there's you can only handle so much kedusha. allowed to see both things. It's just that they were at some distance from each other, and it happened at the same time. So humanly, it wasn't possible to be able to see both things. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Aleph, we learned that the Kohen Gadol would read certain sections from Sefer Vayikra, but how would he read it? They would hand off the Sefer Torah from the Chazon HaKnesses to the Rosh HaKnesses to the Sagan to the Kohen Gadol, and he would stand and read it standing up, and then he would roll up the Sefer Torah and read Baal Peh from Sefer Bamidbar, and then he would say eight different brachos. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said that anyone who saw the Kohen Gadol reading from the Torah, by definition, didn't see the par and sair being burnt, and vice versa, because these were two things that were happening simultaneous to each other at a very great distance from each other. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Parag Zayin, Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet.